Good morning. My guest this morning is Ellen Bluestein from the Jewish Community Center. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Roland. It's great to be here.
Once again, it is the Jewish Film Festival is upon us. And what number is this one?
This is our 21st year. We're really excited about that number.
I've probably interviewed you for almost all of them.
I would think so.
Yeah.
You know, we've been kicking around a while here in Sonoma County.
Because this is my 19th year doing this show.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
That's right. The first film in the festival, Wednesday, October 5th, is called Wounded Land. So talk a little bit about that.
Wounded Land is an Israeli drama that has lots great elements of any good drama. But this one is particularly Israeli in the sense that a suicide bomber survives his attack and he's being kept alive in an Israeli hospital. And the conflict it creates among the people who have to guard him and take care of him is enormous.
Wow.
Most of this film takes place at night. There's a lot of family conflict involved in it. It really kind of touches on all aspects of Israeli society and features a lot of the really good actors.
And so this is in Hebrew with English subtitles?
Exactly. Yes, that's what it is. This one was up for a lot of the Israeli Academy Awards in 2015, which are called Ophir Awards, and it won for Best Director and Best Actor, and also won a festival award at the Jerusalem International Film Festival.
Is there anything that's notably changed in the way the festival is run this year? Have you made any changes that your audience might want to know about?
I can't think of a thing.
Good.
No, we're coming back, you know, beautiful and strong and really hoping that everybody will embrace the films. Yeah, no, we'll be at Rialto Cinemas. We did change from Tuesday to Wednesday night, and we do that in response to the schedule of Jewish holidays in the fall when we won't show movies, and also the schedule of other events at Rialto Cinemas and when Kai Boyd can give us his dates. So,
right.
That's why we sometimes change days of the week, and this year is Wednesday.
That means that I can see some of these movies because Tuesday evening is not possible for me.
Yes, that happens. I hear a lot about people's board meetings this time of year.
Yeah.
And what nights those are. So I hope you'll come.
I will.
Yeah,
I will.
1 and 7:30 p.m.
What was it like picking out this year's films?
First of all, it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, right,
you know, we have a committee and we watch movies at our office on Monday nights. And it's an interesting process. You know, some people like certain kind of films, other people like others. There's always a lot of Israeli films because they have a huge film industry and everyone there, not everyone, but the majority of people are Jewish in their film industry because it's Israel. So we end up, and we want to show films from around the world. So we include other films as well. And we get to watch a lot of movies we don't show, a lot of documentaries. So it becomes a very educational process.
Was Wounded Land one that particularly attracted you?
Yes. I think it might have been the first one we watched of the season that everybody just thought it was great. We have a rating system, 1 to 5. This was all fives right off the bat.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, when something is nominated for Best Picture in Israel, it's a really good movie.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Ellen. Let's tell people that this is the first film of this year's Jewish Film Festival. It's called Wounded Land. It plays Wednesday, October 5th. At 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the Rialto Cinemas. For information, a telephone number, 528-4222. Online, it's jccsoco.org. Thanks again, Ellen.
Thank you, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.